My Mom Is Trying to Ruin My Life by Kate Pfeiffer. This is my mom. Sure, she looks like a nice mom. Makes people smile. She makes people clean. She gives hungry people food. She takes people where they need to go and then picks them up and brings them home. She makes people boo-boos stop hurting. She helps people fall asleep when they can't. If my mom is such a nice mom, why is she trying to ruin my life? Here is 5 ways that my mom is trying to ruin my life. Way 1. She kisses me in front of my friend. She does not kiss me on top of my head. That would be bad, but not so bad. My mom gives me kisses all over my face. Way 2. She stops by my school in the middle of the day, barges into my class and says, I thought Emmy might be hot and one would like to change into these shorts. Like, I would ever change into shorts at school. I don't think so. 3. Way 3. She talks too loud. Way 4. She never lets me eat any food that I think is good for me. Way 5. She worries about anything I ever and ever let me wait. Way 5. She worries about everything and never lets me do anything fun because I might get hurt, which I won't. I've decided it's time to stop my mother before she ruins the rest of my life. So I've come up with a plan. The first thing I'll do is sneak out of the house when my mom isn't looking. Then I'll get on my bike and pedal away as fast as I can. But if my mom calls me and I don't answer, she'll figure out that I snuck out of the house, biked away, and she'll get in the car and catch up to me. This plan won't work unless I sneak out of the house, get on my bike, pedal away as fast as I can, and then when she catches up to me, pedaling until I pedal down a steep hill into a muddy hole, she'll drive down the steep hill into the muddy hole and her car will get stuck. Only I will be stuck too. And the hill is too steep that I can't pedal my bike up it anyway. So my mom will have to get out of her car and push me on my bike up the hill. But then when I'm safely at the top off the hill, I'll start biking away as fast as I can. My mom will run after me, but I'll be pedaling so fast that she won't be able to keep up with me. She'll stop and go to the police station and tell them that her child was biked away. And they'll look at her and ask, is it because you were ruining her life? And she'll say no. But they won't believe her, so they'll put her in jail for trying to ruin my life. And they'll tell her she gets to make one phone call, and she'll call my dad, who, by the way, is also trying to ruin my life. Only he does it in a different way than my mom does it. This is how my dad is trying to ruin my life. Way 1. He makes me do my homework as soon as I get home from work. He gets home from work, no matter what else I'm in the middle of doing. Way 2. He makes me turn off my light at 8 o'clock at night, even if I'm not tired. Way 3. He makes me clean my room, even though it's already clean. My dad will go to the police station to get my mother out of jail, but the police station will see that he's trying to ruin my life too, and they'll answer him. Then my mother and father will both be in jail, and my life will be except I will have bite home, and it will be time for dinner, and I will be hungry, but there will be no one there to feed me. Then it will be time to go to bed, and there will be no one there to read my story. There will be no one there to give me a kiss goodnight, and there will be no one there to tell me to turn off my light. And if I go to bed and I can't sleep because my light is still on and I still get thirsty, there will be no one there to bring me a glass of water. And then if I do fall asleep, I have a bad dream because I went to sleep hungry and without any stories and nothing to drink. There will be no one there to hug me and say it's just a dream. And I will be scared, real scared. If my parents are both in jail, my life will be ruined. Mom, Dad, I love you.